Radio KMAN.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And welcome into In Focus here, News Radio KMAN, joined here today by members of the Manhattan Fire Department. You just heard Assistant Chief Brad Clausen. He's in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And also joined by Deputy Building Official Darren Emery.
Good morning, Brandon. Good to be here.
All right. And Deputy Fire Marshal Ryan Courtright, also in studio.
Good morning.
Glad to have you all in here. And the reason we have you in here is because the month of May, kind of a special month here. It's Building Safety Month.
Yes, it certainly is. For the last several years, in cooperation with the International Code Council, we've been recognizing May as Building Safety Month. And it's just an opportunity for us to take a look at the importance of the building codes, code enforcement, how it helps create a safe structure, safe environment for the citizens of Manhattan.
All right. And what all does that entail here? There's obviously a lot that goes into safe buildings, making sure that they're, built soundly here.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot that goes into it from well before the project starts, from plan review to construction inspections during the project to life safety inspections by our fire inspectors afterwards. So there is a lot that goes into it. And a lot of it's really behind the scenes. Earlier this week at the city commission meeting, the mayor was kind enough to issue a proclamation dedicating May as Building Safety Month. And he made a statement that really rang true to me. If we do our job well as code officials, as fire marshals, as building inspectors, if we do our job well, nothing happens. It's kind of boring. Nothing happens. If the building is constructed code-compliant manner, safely, occupants move in, building lasts for a long time, very few fires, very few structural issues, just nothing happens. And that's a great thing for us. If the buildings are safe, it's very calm, very quiet.
All right. Brad, do you want
to? Yeah, so that, I'm just tagging on to what Darren said. You know, if you don't see us or hear us, that's probably a good thing. And, you know, as Darren pointed out, it's not just the construction of the buildings, it's the maintenance of them afterwards. So to that end, we have a great staff of fire inspectors, property maintenance inspectors that make sure that those properties stay maintained and they're safe places for everybody to live. You know, I saw a statistic a while back that the average person spends 90% of their time indoors in a building. And so it would stand to reason we'd want to make sure that those buildings that they're spending that much time in are safe and well built. You know, it's not just where we live, it's where we work, it's where we go to school, it's recreational facilities, all of those things, you know, that people spend time in are all structures that we are glad to be able to are built soundly in Manhattan.
You know, we saw a lot of rain this week, and obviously we see flooding quite a bit here in the city of Manhattan. As far as making sure buildings are flood safe, what goes into that?
Yeah, that that kind of starts our city's community development department. The floodplain administrator is in that department, but you know, anytime something's built in or around a floodplain, it goes through a permitting process where we make sure that anything new is built to an elevation or is floodproofed and is as safe as we can make it from a flood. We've got, of course, Manhattan being have been around for a while. We've got structures that have been in that area that are older structures previous to that process happening. So, We're never going to totally eliminate flooding, and so we're always going to have that. We just try to keep as many of those structures out of harm's way as we can, and those that are in there, we try to improve and make sure that that those people are safe and notified and evacuated if there is an event.
Now, let's say somebody comes into the community, they buy a house, or maybe they're renting here. Is there somewhere they can go online to see if their building's up to code here?
I'll handle that one. There's a couple of resources that they might take a look at. We do have a map of all structures, all residences in town, and it lists whether there have been property maintenance violations. So you can go to the city's website and look through the Risk Reduction and Code Services offices for a map of all property maintenance violations. Now, that won't go back and tell you, was it built? When was it built? Was it built according to code? Were all the instructions or all the inspections done, 20, 30, 50 years ago? But it will give you a snapshot of the history of the home.
Okay. And I know usually when this month, Building Safety Month, comes around, there's usually different things you focus on each week. What week are we up to right now?
Yeah, we're in the second week. There's 5 weeks that we're going to be focusing on. The first one, if you don't mind, I'll just run through the five real quick.
Sure.
The first week was the code official's role, what role we play in safe construction. The second week is advancing technology. Every year there's new technologies that come out, new materials that we can use to construct homes and buildings. Third week is being prepared for natural disasters, really germane to what we deal with on a pretty regular basis here in Manhattan. Then safeguarding our water, the water supply source, and the water once it's in the home, keeping that safe for the occupants. And then finally, improving training and education for a safer tomorrow. The roles that building officials and inspectors play, it's important now, but as technology increases, as we change the way we build in the future, it's going to be even more important.
All right. And obviously with your role at the fire department, Darren, here, making sure when you have new homes, making sure they're fire safe is of utmost importance.
Well, I would agree. A good portion of the code has grown over the years looking to make the home safer for the occupants and in a large part safer for fire protection. There's a lot of issues that we deal with, draft stopping and fire blocking. If there is a fire, to try to slow the spread of that fire so that the occupants can get out and that the firefighters can get back and help save the occupants if needed. The advancing technologies have changed the way a fire might burn in a home, and there's increasing protection provided for the occupants through the building code.
What would you guys say is the biggest change here? We have a lot of older homes in the community. We have some newer homes as well, but the biggest difference from the older homes to the new homes as far as the way they're built now, are they more safe these days because we know more?
That's a big question. Great question. I would say, yes, safer, because we focus on safety in the homes so much more now. One of the biggest change I've seen, I've been inspecting for about 23 years here in Manhattan. When I first started inspecting, most of the roofs were built with just stick-built, standard 2x10 construction, that type of item. Now we see roof trusses, which allow for much larger spans, much more open spaces. So you see a lot more open spaces in home, large rooms, cathedral ceilings. That's been a really substantial change.
Okay. Very good. Again, we're talking Building Safety Month here in Manhattan. You have some events coming up that I know of as well?
Yeah, actually, towards the end of this month, on May 24th, we're going to be doing a contractor training at the headquarters fire station. Just one of our training events that we do for our local contractors. Shortly following that, we're going to have a live burn demonstration. It's a side-by-side burn demonstration that will show the effects of the furnishings that we have in our homes and how quickly fire can spread from those. And then we've actually got another burn cell that's next to it that's equipped with a fire sprinkler so that we can see the effects and, that a fire sprinkler has in controlling those fires.
Yeah, that's so important, because when you guys battle a fire, it's not just contained to the walls. There's everything burns inside of a home.
Yeah, oftentimes the biggest threat within the homes that we live in is going to be the furnishings that we actually have. There's a lot of plastics, materials that put off toxic smoke in a fire. So unfortunately, it's the things that we have in our homes typically that are going to be the biggest fire threat to us.
We have a caller waiting here patiently on the line. Thank you for holding, and good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for what you guys do. The question came up in a meeting here, it's been a month or two ago I was in. Like, when you have a business that changes hands and there's no real code changes, they're not replumbing or not electrical, but, cosmetic paint or whatever, decor, is there a process that those businesses have to go through? Is it, obviously it's not a building inspection or construction, but is there a fire? What's the process for a business to kind of go through and something like that?
Yeah, I can handle that. What you're describing is very common. In Manhattan, we don't have a general business license, so typically businesses can come and go. As long as it's not a change in use, something that's going to be have bigger life safety risk to it, there's no walls being built, things like that. You are correct. There's no permits or anything that are needed. What we typically do ask folks, though, is to contact us so that we can have one of the fire inspectors go down and collect some occupant information and that kind of thing so that we can reach you if we need to. So.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks.
You bet.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, great question here. Anyone else has any calls, give us a call, 537-1350. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more with the Manhattan Fire Department on News Radio KMAN.